Hello guys, Mr. Gavin Bell here, and welcome to the second episode of The Scotland Show. We've got a name now, The Scotland Show. If you were somebody that watched the first episode and you've come back to watch the second episode, I thank you. I appreciate the time that you're taking to listen to this. It's really, really cool for me, so thank you so much for coming along. If you're someone that's new, again, thank you for coming along to this unorganised or disorganised show. Let's get into it. We're going to start off with a bit of shite news. Not the swear word, because everyone knows that my mum doesn't like swearing and I'd get trouble for that, but shite. S-H-Y-T-E, which is an acronym, seriously helps you to energise. There's a guy, a Belgian master chocolatier, Kevin Richard, has created a new high-protein chocolate advertised as shite chocolate. Now, this is amazing because this name obviously means a lot here in Scotland and I guess everywhere in the UK. But Kevin Richard, who is a Belgium maître master, chocolatier and chocolate alchemist, has taken the finest quality cocoa source from only from the Amazon rainforest and has paired it perfectly with 100% New Zealand whey protein isolate. So this is some good shite. I just think it's so funny that this guy's got like the most technical chocolate job title you can get, but it's called his chocolate shite chocolate. And they've even gone for the hashtag eat shite, but it's the menu on their website that I find hilarious. So if I get their website up, shitechocolate.com, seriously helps you to energize premium protein chocolate. Along the top on the menu on their website, they have know your shite, contact shite, where to buy shite shows, shipping. I think it's just hilarious that they've gone for, the hashtag eat shite is what really cracks me up. And eventually search for the hashtag eat shite on Twitter here, and if I search for that, let's see what some of the people are talking about. So mostly it's just shite chocolate tweeting with hashtag eat shite and hashtag shite chocolate. They got a fair bit of press. They got a fair bit of press from STV and some of the places in the news. But I just think this is great. Canadian chocolatier shite goes viral in Scotland. What else have we got here? Eat shite. This is Canadian chocolate. It's just people like the Theo Werewolf. Ready to hashtag eat shite? Seriously, .. eatshite.com. There is actually a chocolate bar in Canada called Shite, says Graham641 on Twitter. Just a hilarious product. There's actually people that have bought it. Saturday Night of Champions, a nice lovely 2015 California red wine with their box or their bag of Shite chocolate. Absolutely hilarious. Kevin Richards, you are a genius. I don't know if you started that company, that name, that Shitey chocolate as a way to get people here excited about it, but whether you did that or not, whether it actually is an acronym for seriously helps you to energize, then congrats, sir. I take my hat off to you. But talking of shite, have you ever been so hungry that you could eat a piece of jobby? Now, for those of you that don't know what jobby means, jobby, let's actually get the Urban Dictionary definition of jobby up here. So I'm just loading that up. So for those of you from Scotland, you probably know what jobby already means. But for those of you listening that don't know what jobby means, jobby here, top definition on Urban Dictionary says jobby, Scottish usage, brackets, a poo-poo, variant spelling of jobby, J-O-B-Y, plural is jobbies. And then here is a usage of jobby in a sentence. Ah, feel better now I've had done a jobby. So jobby, for those of you who don't know, is a poo in Scotland. Now, a Malaysian company, a peanut butter firm, has been gaining a lot of attention recently because it's using that uniquely sounding name. They've launched a new spread. So if you are hungry and you want to eat a bit of jobby, you can just do that. So, some people are saying here, you can't beat a piece of jobby. Now, what I was saying, so This Malaysian company have come out with a peanut butter called Jobby Nut Butter. Jobby Nut Butter. Search it on Google. You can take a look at their website. And this looks totally legit. And I'm not going to lie, other than the name, the packaging all looks great. It looks like you can buy five, get one free. So welcome to Jobby, oh chosen one, their website says. Get the best peanut butter in Malaysia, freshly handmade, delivered to your doorstep. That's right, folks. They will hand make their Jobby and deliver it to your doorstep. And that's not it. Their peanut butter is completely natural with no preservatives or harmful additives. Now, who says delicious food can't be healthy, right? This can totally be taken in the wrong context. I'm going to hand make my Jobby. It's organic. It's completely natural. And I'm going to deliver it to your door. That's like a slagging off in Glasgow. If someone says they're going to deliver a Jobby to your door, that's a sign of aggression. Anyway, the best peanut butter in Malaysia, freshly handmade to your door. Now, again, you can go on Twitter and you can type in Jobby Nut Butter and see what people are saying about it. I know STV and some other places have been speaking about it, but there's some absolute classic tweets going on here. Just people like going, what? So J_Glow, Joanne Glover says, it's the perfect combination with shite chocolate and Jobby nut butter. It's a wonderful time to be Scottish. Totally agree with you, Joanne. Totally agree. It really is a great time to be Scotland. To be Scottish, I should say. And I want to see the first people that order this. And it's just so weird seeing that there's people actually tweeting going, oh, I had some Jobby this morning. It was great. But absolutely great. So to start off your week two show, we've got some shite chocolate and some Jobby butter. Next up on the kind of topic of food and drink, there was a bit of a Twitter war this week against Tennent's, the lager company, and BrewDog, the Scottish beer company. So there was a bit of a fight between them, and it ended a little bit awkwardly for BrewDog. So BrewDog tweeted out this tweet. Things we recommend doing instead of drinking Tennent's lager. Number one, anything else. Hashtag Wednesday Wisdom. Tennent's then could quote retweeted them saying, when your annoying wee brother tries to bam you up, but he's really just crying for attention. Hashtag bless. Hashtag bothered. Now, this could have turned into something pretty funny. This could have turned into a bit of a war on Twitter between the two different brands. But awkwardly, BrewDog deleted their tweet and then started to get a ton of abuse. Like Scott Sharp 510 saying, force independent Scottish businesses to change their name as they've just created a product with the same name. Hashtag corporate bully. And BrewDog just started getting absolutely roasted. People were calling them complete wallopers. People on Reddit were saying things like, I was in BrewDog a few years ago and asked for a malt. I asked the guy if he could put one cube of ice in it. The guy turned around and said, and he refused. He said, he point blank declined and said, if I wanted ice in it, I'd have to put it in myself. So he gave me a separate glass with ice in it. So this guy had gone into BrewDog, asked for a malt whiskey, asked for a thing of ice. And because BrewDog are all about punks and being pretty hipster, to be honest, they refused to put ice in his malt. So this started then going on to Reddit, and people started just continuing to rip into BrewDog. And somebody else, I found this quite funny, Stephen Kelly 77 said, in the same format as the initial BrewDog tweet saying, things we recommend doing if you run the BrewDog Twitter account. One, anything else. Great banter, and it's actually worth having a look and going looking at the tweets there. Saying that, like, BrewDog really shouldn't be going and deleting tweets. Once something's out there on the internet and 1,000 people have screenshotted it, there's no getting away from it. So, good banter. It was actually quite funny. I came across it on Reddit. And like I say, BrewDog were just getting absolutely slated. I'm personally a fan of BrewDog. I love their beers. I've been on their beer tour. I do like the company and what James and Martin have done with the company. But I do agree, they shouldn't be going and deleting tweets like that. Now, the final story is about Scottish YouTuber Count Dankula. Real name, Mark Meakin. Mark has 217,000 subscribers on YouTube. He's got some of his most popular videos are called Nations of the World, How to Win an Argument in 2018, The 14 Woofs, Total Biscuit and the Trap Question, How Many Genders Are There? He's got lots of different questions, and it's basically a kind of commentary channel where Mark talks about things that he finds interesting. Now, he shot to fame a while ago now after teaching his... pardon me. I should probably edit that out, but I'm not going to. So he basically shot to fame recently because he taught his dog, or his girlfriend's dog, how to perform a Nazi salute. Now, he actually got sentenced for this, and he's come to fame, he's got lots of PR recently again because of this kind of court case against him. And he created a FundMe page, a GoFundMe page, to basically pay for the £800 fine that he was being fined. And he's written on the GoFundMe page, "On the 23rd of April 2018, I was sentenced to an £800 fine after being found guilty of being grossly offensive under Section 127 of the Offensive Communications Act 2003, due to me creating a clearly comedic video where I trained my girlfriend's pug to be a Nazi." Now, there's no getting away that Mark is pretty provocative and pretty out there, and some people are not going to like his stuff and some people are going to like his stuff, but this whole kind of thing for him, it's been a bit crap, having his life in limbo for the last couple of years after this video that he created. Now, he's saying that this video is all about it's for comedy. He's saying that it's free speech, etc., etc. The people on the other hand are finding, because they're saying it's grossly offensive. Now, whether you agree or don't disagree, it's quite interesting to just look at the case and see what's happened because of this video thing. He's obviously created a video on his YouTube channel that he thinks is funny. His audience obviously found quite funny, but some people find it offensive. Now, the question is, should he be fined for this or not because of free speech and because it's comedic, etc.? Even he's had lots and lots of support over this. He's had people like Ricky Gervais tweeting. Ricky Gervais actually tweeted a picture of his cat saying, "Ollie just watched the Nazi pug on YouTube, and now look at her." And the cat is in the Nazi salute pose as well. He's had Katie Hopkins jumping to support. He's had lots of people jumping to support and pushing people to his GoFundMe page. Now, if I take a look at the GoFundMe page, he had the goal of 100,000 people. It was created on the 24th of April. It's now the 4th of May. And he's raised £165,000 of that 100,000 goal. Lots of people looking at it like saying, Jason Roycroft said, if this is what free speech and comedy is met with, we're all screwed. Other people saying, poor student, but want to do my bit for free speech. So lots of people jumping on the free speech bandwagon, but also other people are coming out and saying, why are people funding this when there's people dying with cancer and we should be funding them? So I would recommend you go take a look at this Count Dankula case and just have a think. What do you think? Do you think he's right? Do you think he's wrong? What do you think? Should he have been fined or not? Those are the three main stories from Scotland this week. I hope you enjoyed them. I'm going to leave you with a fun fact. Did you know stags' antlers fall off every year? They shed their antlers between January and April every year. I did not know this. I walked into a client's office. They had stags' antlers on the wall, and I was like, that's pretty cool. And they told me that they fall off every year, which is amazing. How cool is that? Thought I'd just leave you that fun fact. Thank you again for listening to this point. Again, it's been a little bit of a disorganized podcast. I'm trying to get into the rhythm of how do I find the stories, come up with the notes, then film the podcast, then edit the podcast, then write the show notes, and then post it and promote it. There's a lot of work that kind of goes into it on that. I'm also still learning how to use iTunes. I'm learning how to use Stitcher and all these different tools that podcasters have to know, learn, and use. So I'm all new to this, so some of the things like the show notes are going to probably be pretty rubbish for a while, but like I say, better to get started than nothing. If you've listened this far, I appreciate your time so much. Thank you so much. If you come across anything in the news, please do tweet it to me at Mr. Gavin Bell, or send it to me on Facebook or Instagram, again at Mr. Gavin Bell. And I've just got one ask, because this is a new podcast, because it's brand new, it's just starting, any support that you can give me right now is just like means the world to me. Even if that's a review on iTunes, leave 5 stars in a review. If that's tweeting an episode, if you see it, if that's telling a friend that you should listen to it, whatever that support is, I highly, 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 I was going to say recommend it, but I really meant I really, really appreciate it. That's all for now. Mr. Gavin Bell tuning out. Thank you so much for coming. I love you. Have fun. Be happy. See you next week.